Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf, and we're up to Tzadi Tesim and Beis, 11 lines up from the bottom. Apikoros, Rav Rebbe Chanina Amri Tarvayhu. So they say the same thing. Ze hamavaze talmud chacham. The definition of Apikoros is a person who is disrespectful and treats with contempt a talmud chacham. Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Yoshua ben Levi Amri. Ze mavaze chaver b'fnei talmud chacham. No, an Apikoros is someone who is going to denigrate his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham. It's key, like he's saying, it doesn't matter if this Talmud Chacham is here, they're not important. I don't need to change my behavior out of respect or deference to them. So Bishlim Lamanda Omer Hamavaza Chavir Bifnei Talmud Chacham Apikoros Havi. So I understand, that makes sense. Because Vaze Talmud Chacham Atzmo Megal Pana Betora Shalok Halacha Havi. He's not respectful for them. Ella lamanda omer mivaze talmud chacham atzmo apikoros havi. The one who says the mivaze talmud chacham is the apikoros that's in the Mishnah. So megala pan b'torah kigon ma'is. So what's the case of the person who's megala Torah is teaching it inappropriately? So kigon, that would be like Menashe ben Chizkia, right? Who we saw taught inappropriate ways of darshaning the psukim. The ikad masni lo a seifa. So someone the machlokes is going on the seifa of the Mishnah. Megal upon a b'Torah, Rav Rabbi Yochanina Amri Zehem Avazet Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amri. They say Zehem Avazet Es Chaver B'fnei Talmud Chacham. So Bishlim the man to Amr Hem Avazet Talmud Chacham Atzmo Megal upon a b'Torah Have. Okay, so that makes sense. The Bryce is talking. That's the person who is, you know, disrespectful to Talmud Chacham. Apikoros have, and the person is the apikoros that's mentioned. El lamanda omer mavaze chaver b'fnei talmud chacham megal upon him b'torah have. So apikoros kigol mai. So then, man, who's the apikoros that's mentioned in the Mishnah? So who's he going like? So Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says kigon hani da amri. It's like people who say, my hanulan rabbonin. What benefit do we get from these Rabbonim with all their learning and sitting in Beis Medrash? Ledid hu koru? Ledid hu tonu? For themselves, they're doing it, right? The koru is like mikro, they're learning a Torah shebichsav for their own benefit. Ledid hu tonu, and they're learning Mishnah for their own benefit. They're not doing anything for us, right? Omalei Abaye. So Abaye said, hi, megale ponim b'torah namihu. That would also be in the category of the person who's megale Torah. Megal ponim b'Torah. Tichsiv im lo v'risi yomam v'layla chukos shemayim v'aret lo samti. If it weren't for my bris that I made by day and night, the laws of heaven and earth. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak mehocha nami shema minoy. You could also learn it out from the following place. Shenemar v'nesosi lechol hamokom ba'avuram. That's talking with an Avram. Next week's parsha, who's trying to find righteous people. So you see from the fact that when Avram is looking for tzaddikim in Sodom, that righteous people protect their environments. It makes a roshim around them. Ella. So it must be that the apikoros that's mentioned in the Mishnah has to be like the following. Kigon de Yosef kaimi rabbonin v'nofele shemaitza beduchta achrisi. He sits before his rebbeim and he says over halacha that from another place, it falls into him. The Omer Hochi Amrinan Hosam. This is what they say there, right? Velo Omri doesn't say it in a respectful way. Hochi Omer Mar. This is what the master says. Rav Omar Kigon Hani Debe Binyamin Asya. These are like the people from Binyamin Asya. What do they do? The Omer, because they have the following statement. My ahani la rabbonim. What did the rabbonim ever do to help us? Me olam on top of amud aleph. Lo sharolon orva. They never were matya for us to eat a raven. Velo osrolon yonim. They never osrolon us a yonim. Meaning they didn't see any chidushim. They just tell us everything that's in the Torah anyway. Everyone knows, parshas Noach, right? Last week's parsha we had both animals. But you can't eat an oriv. You can't eat a yonah. So what are they doing for us? What do the rabbonim do? So rava. So in response to this, kihavi maise treifaso de Bei Binyamin kaime, when these people of Bei Binyamin used to come and bring a treifa, kihave chaze bo taime lehetera, and he would found a way to be matched this animal, amalahu, he would say to them, to point out to them, techezu, look, look, I'm being matter for you under the oriv, right? This animal appears to you that you're not allowed to eat it. I'm telling you can. And the opposite, you have a chazule taima le isura, when he had to be Also, when he did also something, Amalekhi would say to them, Techazi, look and see. To call Asarna Luchu Yona. I'm making the dove, the Yona Asar onto you. So it's not that we don't do anything on it. Right? Rav Papa Omri, Kigon to Omri. It's these types of, the Apikoros is mentioned in the Mishnah, is like people who talk about Hane Rabbonin, oh, those rabbis. Rav Papa, Ishtalev, Omri, Kigon, Hane Rabbonin, the Esev Betanisa. So once Rav Papa, like he forgot, he lost himself, and he said, like, those Rabbonin, and therefore because of that, he sat, he had a tinus for expressing himself in an inappropriate way. The Yad Ramon brings, Talmidei Chachomim Elu, these Rabbonim, Loshen Bizui. It's a disrespectful way of speaking about rabbis. V'hai lo loimer, I should say, Rabbo Seinu Shebemakom Ploni. Our rabbi is in such and such a place. But that's the idea. So sometimes people don't speak respectfully, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Those people are called, have the status of an apikoros. Levi Bar Shmuel, Rav Huna Bar Chia, Havakai, Mesakne, Mitbechois, Sifrei Debei Rav Yehuda. So they were fixing the mitpachos, where the mantle that goes over them. Kimatu Megillas Esther. When they got to Megillas Esther, Amri, they said, Ho Megillas Esther lo boy mitpachas. So this one doesn't need it. Amalehu ki hai gavne nami mechse ki apikur af kiruso. This is very disrespectful and irreverent way of speaking for that. So what should they have done? So again, the Yad Ramah says, Pirushim Acherim, Mishim to Omri, Lo Boy Mitpachas, Shahaisa Bezuya Beinehim, Hayalehem Loimar, they should have said this, Derech She'ela. They should have asked a question instead of speaking. That would have been respectful. Tzricha O'eno. Does it need a mantle or not? He doesn't like this so much, but okay, that's the pshat that he quotes, that it should have been done in a Lashon She'ela. Okay, the next one. Rav Nachman Amar, Ze HaKorei Rabba Bishmo. An apikoros is someone who calls his Rebbe by his first name. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Ma, Nenash Gechazi. So what was Gechazi punished for? Mipnei Shekor L'Rabba Bishmo, because he called his Rebbe by his first name. Shnei Amar, Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, Vayomer Gechazi, Adoni HaMelech, Zoy Sa'isha V'ze Benoch, Asher Hechia Elisha. This is the woman who Elisha, he called his Rebbe Elisha by his first name. This is the woman and her son who Elisha brought back to life. So you see that that was the problem. So the Yad Ramah and says over here, interesting, he says it doesn't make sense because the Maisa with Gechazi, we called him his Rebbe by his first name, that happened after he already had Saras. So the Yad Ramah is not too fond of how to explain that. The Rambam in Talmud Torah 5:5, Perikei Halachahei, brings this down. He says, V'osalo l'talmud likrois l'rabbo b'shmo. Right? You're not allowed to call your Rebbe by his first name, but even if it's not in front of him. It's when he has an interesting or not a normal name, everyone realizes that's who you're talking about. You shouldn't even call somebody else who has the first name as your Rebbe in front of them, so it might be disrespectful. You know, let's say your Rebbe's name is Moshe, so your friend's name is Moshe, so you call Moshe in front of the Rebbe, then it's disrespectful. They tell a story of one of the Hespedim from Varon Lichtenstein Zatzal that such a thing happened. There was a boy, I guess, in Yeshiva, his name was Aaron, and he turned to him. He says, "Aaron, what time is it?" And Varon Lichtenstein turned around and answered the question. He didn't even think to like be disrespectful. He just thought that's how the boy was talking to him, right? The Rambam brings out this is the same thing. The prohibition of calling somebody else your friend by name in front of is by your Rebbe. Kederech she'oseh b'shem aviv, right? That's the same type of respect that one has to have for a parent. This is the halachas as well. Okay, the more continues now. So the Yosef Rebbe Yirmiyah kaimi the Rebbe Zeira Yosef ka'omer. In the future, Hashem is going to bring out a river from Kodesh Kodoshim, the all of kol mine megodim, and it's going to have all sorts of delicacies. Shneimar, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, val hanacha yale al safoso mize umize kol itmacha lo yibol alehu lo yitom.
Pirio
So it's going to have such wonderful fruits going to come, and it's not going to wither away, and it's going to be a type, its leaves will be like a medicine, it's going to heal you. So Amlehu Saba, so a certain Saba who was there said over to him, Yishar, like a Yashakoyach. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yishar, right? And Rabbi Yochanan also said, so Amalei Rabbi Yirmiel, Rabbi Zeira, Ki Hagavna, Mechaze Afkarusa? Is that really correct? Is that like, it seems like he's speaking like an apikoros, speaking in a very disrespectful way, you know, to give him a shkoyach. So Amalei, ho, hi, siul ko Messiahlei, loch. He was just giving him a support. He wasn't really meaning disrespect at all. Ella ish mi'loch hosh mi'loch. If you really heard that sometimes when you give support to a Talmud Chacham, you know, like a parent also, that it seems disrespectful because it makes it sound like as if the argument wasn't strong enough without your approval. Right? A father says something, the kid pipes and goes, yeah, that's right. The father's argument was strong enough without the kid's support. So even though kol ha'mosif garua, you think you're trying to help out, but no, it's could be disrespectful. So if you heard it like this, Kiha the Yosef Rabbi Yochanan the Kodorish, Rabbi Yochanan gave a drasha. Osid Hakodesh Baruch Hu Lohavi Avonim Tovos Umargilos Shehin Shloshim Al Shloshim Amos. So in the future, Hashem is going to bring these big diamonds and precious stones that are 30 amos by 30 amos. V'chokik Bahem Eser Barum Esrim. He's going to make a hole in 10 amos by 20 amos. Umaminim Bishar Yerushalayim. And these are going to be the gates of Yerushalayim. Shinemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, V'samti Kad Kod Shimshosayich V'sharayich Alavne Ekdoch. I'm going to make these beautiful stones as the gates. So then after he said this drasha, Ligle Galav Oysa Talmud. One Talmud mocked him, Amar Hashte Kiveyaso de Tziltzilo Lo Mashkachinon. Nowadays we can't find these like the egg of a dove. Kule Hai Mashkachinon. You're going to find something that's as large as you described. Meaning it's not. He's making fun. Liyamin. So then, sometime later, Hifliga Sfinasu Bayam. He was out sailing at sea. The Chazena, the Malachi Sharis to call Mith Nasre Avonim Toivus Margulos. And he saw these Malachim, and they were working with these big stones. Amar Lahuni says, Hani Laman, what are you doing with these large stones? So Amris, the Malachim, answered this Talmud and said, the angels told him, Osir Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lahamidan Bishar Yushalayim. In the future, Hashem's going to use these as the gates for Yushalayim. He heard us when he came back. This Talmud came back. Ashkichel Rabbi Yochanan de Yosef Kadorish. He found Rabbi Yochanan there, and he was darshaning and saying over halacha, Amalei Rabbi Dorish Ulecha No Lidrosh. You should continue to give drashas, and for you, it's appropriate to give drashas. Kishem Shamar Tekach Reisi, because just like you said, I actually saw that. So Amalei, you would think Rabbi Yochanan would be so happy for the student who's now supporting him, who originally was mocking. Reka, you empty one. Imlo reisa lo hemanta. What if you didn't see it? You wouldn't believe in it. You don't have emunas chachamim. Milagle galdivre chachamim ata. You're one who mocks the Chazal. Yachiv be'ena. He gave him his eyes. Va'asal gal shelatzamos, and he turned him into a pile of bones. So there's a lot of questions over here. So you know, the Mefarshim want to know if what the kid, the Talmud should say was so appropriate. Why did Yochanan wait till he came back to him? So the Rashash gives a straightforward Pshat. Says that no, Rabbi Yochanan didn't realize that the Talmud hadn't really accepted it. You don't know what the Talmidim are thinking in Shir. You say over the Drasha, and then they walk away. You don't know. He comes back and tells them, oh, I didn't believe you, but now since I saw it, I did. So that's why, that's when it happened at the end, but not really originally when he was mocking. So I once heard a Drasha that the Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Shlita gave. I think it was delivered in Rabbi Diamond's Kollel in Deal, and he quoted this Gemara within a larger context, and he wanted to explain, no, really, Rabbi Yochanan knew that the Talmud didn't believe at first, but he thought maybe he's not so mature, and maybe if he'll continue and Hashem will help him, he'll be able to see with Siyata Deshmaya, he'll be able to see the truth of the words. But when the Talmud came back and said, no, I believe in the words of Chazal, I believe in the Torah because I saw it, because it was, I had outside verification, I had a scientific proof for this, then that's when he says, no, that's apikorsis. That we don't need science whatsoever to validate our Torah, the words of Chazal are true. If we're not yet zoicha to understand them, so that's a chisor in us. But once we rely on some outside verification to sort of be matzdik the Torah, so in that case, that's what the problem was with this Talmud, and that's why what he was loshen here is Yahid Bei Eina. You have a similar type of statement to the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Dalet, which talks about Shimon Bar Yochai. And at the end, it says Noson Bo'enov. So what's the difference? Yochid Be'enov, Noson Bo'enov? So Noson Bo'enov could be where he literally, doesn't mean histakel alav, he looked at him, he beat the lav. It means Noson, the same thing here. Yochid Be'enov, he gave him his eyes. He enabled the person to see the depth and the truth the way that the Rebbe saw it himself. And as a result of that, va'asahu gal shalatzamos. So Rabbi Nachman has in Lakuti Maharan, he explains, va'asahu gal. Gal is like the word of gilui. It revealed to him, once he had the perception of a tzaddik, gal shel atzamos shel etzem, the essence, the mahus of the matter. So once the enei tzaddikim were placed into this person, he saw the truth the way it really was, and that's what it means. So gal shel atzamos, he turned into a pile of bones, the etzem was revealed to him, a lotion of gilui. Okay, continuing the Gor, meisvei, ask your kasha, v'oylich eschem komamius. It says that you're going to go upright in when we get back to Eretz Yisrael. So Bimer Oimer Masayim Amos. It's going to be 200 Amos. Kishtei Koimus Shel Adam Harishon. Two times the height of Adam Harishon. Rabbi Huda Oimer Mea Amos. Be 100 Amos. Keneged Hecha of a Koslov. Like the Hechel in the walls. Shnemar Sher Beinenu Kinetiim Migudolim Binu Urechem Binosenu Kizovios Mechutovois Tavnis Hechel. And our sons are like plants that have grown up as a youth. Our daughters like the cornerstones carved in the fashion of a palace. So that shows that the sons and the daughters are going to be 100 amos tall. So if they're that tall, how are they going to go into a gate that's only 20 amos? So ki kamam Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the 20 amos lechave deve ziko. That's just for the windows that the wind's going to go in, but the gates will obviously be even higher. So the Megor now darshing back on that pasuk in Yechezkel about the river's flowing, says, "My va'alehu lisrufa." What does it mean when the leaves are going to be healing? So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi v'Rav Chizda chad amar lehatir peh shamala v'chad amar lehatir peh shel mata. So what does this mean? The healing. So Rashi is on the left hand side, about halfway down. Lehatir peh shel. We'll change it to lemala. It says in the margin, lehatir peh ilmim. An ilim is a deaf, is mute, so they'll be able to speak. Shehu midabrim, they'll be able to speak. And then what does it mean? Lahatir pesh shomato. What is that? The literally, it's a euphemism. Rechem shel akoros, the womb of those who are women who are barren. Ha'oichlos min ha'alin nifkados. If they eat from these, they will be. They'll be in fact healed. Itmar nami. We have a statement like this as well. Chizkia amar lahatir peh ilmin bar kapar amar lahatir peh akoros. Rabbi Yochanan amar lisrua mamish. It means no. It means a literal medicine. My litrufa, so what does it mean for healing? Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omer, Lesoar ponim shel bale hapeh. It's going to, the Torah ponim is going to beautify the appearance of those who keep their mouths. The peh means chazal, those who are laboring and who are working and using their mouths in order to understand Hashem's Torah. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Simon, Kol hamash chir ponav al divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. Anyone who blackens his face, meaning he's working hard and learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavhik zivov la'olam habo. He'll have a beautiful splendor in olam habo. Shneemar marehu kelevonon bochur ka'arozim. He'll be like the one in the strong cedar trees. Omer Rabbi Tanchum Rabbi Chaniloi kol hamariv atzma al divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. Anyone who starves himself over divrei Torah in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masbio la'olam habo. He'll be Soveh, he'll be satiated in the world to come. Olam habosh, ne'mar, yirvyu midesh beisecha, v'nachal anecha sashkein. Right? Yirvyu midesh beisecha, they'll be satisfied by the desh and the plenty in your house. V'nachal anecha sashkein, you'll feed them to drinks from your pleasures. So Rashi explains that the drasha might really isn't necessarily from this pasuk. This is taken in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Vav. So the psukim go back a little bit. It says, Zion we're familiar with from Shabbos Mincha time. Tzidkosu kiharrei el, mishpatecha tohom rabba, ad mavhima toshia Hashem, ma yakar chastucho elokim, uvnei adon betzil kenefecha yechesarun. It says, yuvim edeshe v'nech ala nachas hashkeim. So Rashi learns, it's going back. Rashi says in Dibur HaMaschil, yuvim edeshe v'isecha, omer li rebi dila'el mino, mehai kroa mairi, inyona demariv es atzmo, right? So it's not this pasuk itself, but it's the previous pesukim. The Yad Ramah says no. The Yad Ramah learns a little differently. That no, it's this pasuk itself that the whole drasha comes from. It says they're going to have deshen. Deshen is like ashes, right? Trumas hadeshen. Excuse me. So people who today are hungry and they're deprived, all they have is these ashes, right? That's where they get their sustenance from. So no, ultimately they're going to come to the place that the pasuk says, "V'nachal adanecha sashkeim." You're going to drink from the waters of pleasures. So it's the pasuk itself. The idea is the same. Really, just the machlokes Rashi and Yad Ramah is in fact where the drasha comes from. From Rashi, it's from the contrast is the previous pesukim, and the Rav Ma's learning minei ube. Okay, weiter. Ki osir Rav Dimi Amar, osir Kodesh Baruch Hu litein l'chot tzadik v'tzadik malo umsoy. In the future, Hashem's going to give every tzadik from his handful. Shnet Mar, Baruch Hashem yom yom yo'amos lanu, hakel yishwaseinu sela. Right? So Amar le'abaye, what? Is that really possible? V'chiev shalomer king? Can you say that Hashem's going to give a handful? Halok var nemar, it says in Pasuk, mimoda b'sha'alo mayim v'shamayim b'zeres tikein. Who measured waters in the palm of his hand? Who gave out the spread out the heaven? Right. So it means that Hashem is so great. How could any person possibly be able to hold all that to get it? So Amos Rav Dimi said, "My time elo shchichas ba'agadato." What's the reason that you aren't familiar with agadato to Amri Bamarava? Because they say over in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmei the Rav Bar Mari. Every tzaddik is going to get 300 until 10 worlds. Shneemar lahanchil ohava yesh ve'oitrosehim amalei. Right, so the thing to those who I love, I'm going to give yesh, right, in treasure houses. Yesh begematria tolas mea va'asora have. So the word yesh, yud shin, is 310. So that's the full you're going to get. You're going to get the full measure of Hashem's bracha is 310. So where does that number come from, 310? So the Torah's Chaim brings down that really when you count up all the mitzvahs, deraisas and derabonans, so 613 deraisas and the 7 derabonans, that is 620. Okay, so 620 mitzvahs, keser, gematria keser, and every person has, the neshama is divided up into zocher and nekeva. So each neshama will get half of that, because it's part of it. So that's 620 divided by 2 is the 310. That's what it brings down. We get the 310 treasure houses. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Remer omer b'midah sh'adam moided, moided in lo. The way the person acts out his measure, they'll give back to midah k'neged midah. Dechsi b'sats o b'shalcho t'rivena. In full measure, you send her away. You don't contend with her. Oh, Rabbi Yeshua, v'chiyev shalom arkein. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Meir, can you really say like this? Oda noisim lo umso lo ani ba'olam hazeh. If a person gives a handout to a poor person in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisim lo melo umso lo olam haba, so Hashem's going to give him a handful in olam haba. Maksi, the Pasuk says, Shemayim bezeres tikein, right? The heaven is spread out. I mean, it's so big. V'yato iom arkein. So Rabbi says, what? You can't see? What, you don't hold like this? Ezehi mida meruba. Which is a greater mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Midas tova meruba or midas pranos? Which is greater? Hashem's reward or Hashem's punishment? Right? On the days, Havayomir, you have to come out and say, mida tova meruba, midas pranos. So obviously, Hashem's good reward mida is outshines his mida of pranos. Right? Gemara has in Shabbos 500 times. B'mida toiva k'siv, it says v'yisav shechoki mimal v'dalsei shemayim posoach v'yamter aleihem mon le'achol. So it gives them mon to eat, posk and tehillim. U'v'midas puranos hu oimer v'arubos ha'shemayim niftochu. The windows of heavens were opened up. So when it comes to punishing, only the windows get opened up. But when it comes from to give rewards, so you get even the whole sky opens up. B'midas Puranos Kesiv, it says V'yatsu v'ra'u b'figrei ha'anoshim ha'poishim ki bi ki tolatim lo somus v'isham lo sichbe v'hayo de'ra'on l'cho basar, right, that they rebelled against me. V'halo adam moshit etzba'o ba'ur ba'olam hazeh, when a person would stick his finger into fire in this world, right, miyad nichbe, he's immediately burned. So then how can a person ever be able to withstand the ash of Gehenna? Ella, so it must be like this. Kishem shinois nekodesh baruch l'koich v'rishoyim l'kabel peronu som, just like Hashem gives the rishoyim the ability to withstand their punishments, kach soy tu nois nekodesh baruch hu koach b'tzadikim l'kabel tovosom. So Hashem's going to give the tzadikim the ability to receive their reward, which was his handfuls, kevyoch, if he could speak like that. Okay. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af Hakori B'Sfarim HaChitzonim. So another one, a person who loses their chelik in Olam Haba, was someone who reads these Sfarim Chitzonim. Sometimes they're translated as outside books, external books. Okay, so what are examples? The Gemara's going to give a whole now drushas discussing the book of Ben Sira. Satana, we learned, B'Sifrei Minim. This is Apikorsis types of books. Rav Yosef owned B'Sefer Ben Sira Nami Osir Mikreis. He also not allowed to read this book, Ben Sira. Amalei Abaye, my time. What's the reason? What's the reason you can't read from Ben Sira? Say Elaim, if you're going to tell me. And again, Elaim always introduces an answer that's going to be rejected. Mishum, the Kosovo begs, it says, Lotin Shtosh Gildono Meudne Delolezel Mashke Lechaval. You can tell me, because it says, don't flay the skin of the fish from its ear so it doesn't get ruined. Really, you should roast on fire and eat with two loaves of bread. So if you can say that's just because like there's like nonsense advice in here, and that wouldn't be a sufficient enough reason to permit it. Se'imi pashte, if you can learn just posh pshat in what it means. But araisa nami kosev, you also have the same thought, concept, you should say, in the Torah. Lo tashchis es eitza, don't destroy trees. Right, so you can't just destroy trees, and you can't just destroy the skin of fish for no reason. Imi drosha, and if you're going to say no, it's a drosha, not the pshat in the pasuk. Orach arakam mashma is teaching you derech eretz to lowly voil shalok at the kedarka, that a person shouldn't have relations in a way shalok kedarka. It's not comfortable. The ella mishum dechsiv, really it's a different reason. Basla avia mat mones shav. A daughter for her father is a matmon, is a treasure, shava, a vein, a false treasure. Why? Mipachta lo yishan b'layil, because he has such a fear he's never going to be able to sleep at night through all different stages of her life. What the Gemara explains. Bikatnusa, when she's a katana, shema, tispata, maybe someone's going to be mefata her. Binarusa, when she's a nara, shema tisne, maybe she's going to have znus. Bogra, when she becomes an adult, Shema lo tinase, maybe she's not going to get married. Nises, when she gets married, Shema lo yu lo bon, maybe she's not going to have any children. His kina, when she becomes a zakena, Shema tase kishof, maybe she's going to be engaged with types of witchcraft. So if that's pshat, that's why you don't want to read from Ben Sira, Harabonu nami amruach. You have a similar concept in the Torah. The Rabbanu says as follows, Iyasha lo'ilam below zucharim v'lo nekevos. It's not possible for the world to exist without males and females. Ashimi shibonav zucharim. Fortune is the one who has sons. Oy lo lemi shibonav nekevos. Woe is the one whose children are female. El mishum dechsiv. So it must be a different reason why it's a problem. Lo so'il davio b'libach degavre giborin katal davio. Don't put anxiety into your heart, because anxiety has killed a gavra rabba, strong people. Ho, Shlomo Amar, but one second. Shlomo said the same thing in Mishlei. Daga b'lev ish, yash chena. When you have daiga in your heart, it dejects a person. So the Gemara has a drush on this. Rabbi Amiv, Rabbi Asi. Chad Amar, yesi chena midaito. One says that he should remove it from his mind, and that's going to get away the anxiety. V'chad Amar, yesi chena la'cherim. No, yesi chena, you should, like, Lord Sicha, you should talk to others, and that's going to get the anxiety away from you. But nevertheless, both of them agree with the idea that Ben Sira says. Seve'ela must be something else. Mishum dechsiv manom rabbi mitoch beisicha v'lo hakol tovi el beisicha. Prevent a lot of people from coming to your house. Don't bring everyone inside. Oh, Rabbi Nami Omer, one second. Rabbi Hanasi said the same thing. You have a brisa, Titania. Rabbi Omer, la'olam lo yarbe adam re'im besoch beso, shenemar ish re'im lehis ro'eya. You have a lot of people in your house. It's your own ra. It's bad for you. You know, it's going to be become ruined through that. So Ella, maybe it's a different reason why you're not supposed to learn from the Sefer. Mishum dechsiv zal dekon kurtaman. Avdikon sachsan. So if you have a person with a little bit of a beard is clever, but a thick bearded person is a fool. Denefach bekase lotzache. A person who has a blows on his cup is not going to be thirsty. Amr b'mai echolachma. He says, what am I going to eat? With what am I going to eat my bread? Lachma sav mine. I take the bread from him. Man de isle ma'abarta bedikne. One who has a passage in his split in his beard, kuli alma lo yochlile. The whole world can't overcome him. They can't. So it's like nonsense. So sometimes these are like nonsense things. What exactly is the nonsense of these things? So the Yad Rama brings out. He says like this: the butzo loimer she'ein dar drachav shel adam biyad hamakom. That if you have these physical things, that you're like predetermined already. The ain moyel lo levakish rachli malehem el kefi yitziraso. You're done already. The way Hashem makes you, physically makes you, that's it. So that's the foolishness that he's quoting over here. Okay. Om Rav Yosef mili ma'al yaso de ispe darshinam lahu. One second, but if there are mili de ma'al yaso, there are good, important things there, you can darshin them. Isha tova matana tova. A good wife is a good gift. Bechek yirei elokim tinosin. She'll be given into the lap of a God-fearing person. Isha ra, a bad woman, saras levala, is like saras for her husband. Mai tikantes, how do you fix this? Yigarshen mi beso, you send her out of the house. Veyisrape mitzarato, and you'll be healed from your tsaras. Isha yofa ashri bala. A beautiful wife will have a happy husband. Mispar Yomav Kiflaim. He'll have a doubled over life. Halami Nechem Ashes Chain Penti Loche Bimitsudoso. You should not look at a woman of Chain grace. Maybe you're going to be trapped by her. Al Tat Eitzabalo Limsoch Imo Yain Veshechar. Kibesor Isha Yofya Rabim Hush Chosu. Don't drink wine and alcoholic beverages with husband, because many have been corrupted. Va'atsumim kol harugeho, and mighty men, atsum, like a strong person, have been slain, killed. Rabim hayapitze roichel hamargilim l'dvar erva kenitzos ve'ir gacheles. Many are the wounds of the roichel, the one who goes around peddling his goods. Kichluv male oif kain batehem leim mirma, just like a spark lights up the coal, a cage full of birds, their houses are filled with mirma. Mano rabe mitoch beischo velo hakol tovi beischo. Don't have a lot of people coming into your house, as we just said earlier. Rabim hayadorshe shlomecho gali soidcha veecha meelef. Right, you should only tell your secrets to 1 out of 1,000. Right. Don't tell her everything. Don't worry about what's going to be tomorrow, because you might not know what's going to happen. Maybe tomorrow's not going to happen, or this tzara's not going to happen. You're worried about a world that's not yours. So these are good things. These are good answers. Kol yimei ani ra'im. All the days of an ani are ra. Terrible, pasuk in Mishle, ben sira omer af leilos. Even the nights are bad because the person's worrying during the nighttime. The sheifel gagim gago, a poor person's roof is one of the lowest roofs of the city. At the bottom, he gets all the rainfall from Uzbil comes onto his property. Uvimrom horim karmo, and his kerem, his vineyard, is on the top. Mimtar gagim legago ume offer karmo lakramim. So the rains come onto him, and the soil of that gets swept down to the other people's vineyards. So he doesn't do well. That's what it means, that not only the days are bad, but his nights are bad as well. Okay, Simon. Zera, Rava, Mesharshia, Chanina, Tovia, Yana, Yofa, Yochanan, Merachim, Yoshua, Mekatzer. Amar, Rabbi Zera, Amar, Rav. Maidichsi, what's the mean posuk? Kol yimei ani roim, all the days of the ani are bad. Eile ba'le talmud, these are the people who are ba'le talmud, who are they're spending their whole days trying to work out shakli vitaria, kushyas and tirutzim. Vitoiv lev mishte tomid, and the good heart, it's always like a party, it's always a good feast. Eile ba'le mishnah, these are people who learn mishnah because they just know, you know, psak halacha. Like the Gemara says, the greatest simcha is having a halacha brura, having a clear-cut decision. So that's what you get from the Mishnayos. Rava Omer Ipcha. Rava says, no, the opposite. Haini da Omer Rav Misharshia Mishmei de Rava Maidichsi Masiya Vonim Yatzei Bahem. One who is cutting stones is going to be saddened by them. Eile Bali Mishnah Upokea Eitzim Yisachim Bom. The one who chopped wood is going to be warmed by it. Eile Bali Talmud. These are the people who are learning Gemara, right? So the idea is that with a lot of yegia, you work at something, you get a simcha out of that. You work through a sugya, then you have a klar. That's the greatest type of simcha that you have. Rabbi Chlina Omer Ko Yemei Ani Roim Zemi Sheyesh Lo Isha Ra. That's a person who has a isha ra, bad wife. V'tov Lev Mishta Tomei, a good heart, it's a constant enjoyment in a party. Zeh Sheyesh Lo Isha Tov. That's one who's a good wife. Rabbi Yane Omer Ko Yemei Ani Roim Zeh Istinis. This is a delicate person who's like you know, sensitive to repulsive things. V'tov Lev Mishta Tomei Zeh Shedaito Yofe. This is a person who's broad minded. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ko Yemei Ani Roim Zeh Rachamani. Is someone who has rachmonos. He's a compassionate person, right? He sees the suffering of others. He's anxious about them. V'tov le'mishte tomid ze'ach zori. This is a cruel person, right? They're like indifferent to the world. They don't care. Pour me another drink. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar ko yimei ani roim ze. I'll go to Amud Aleph. Shedaito kitzor. This is a person who's intolerant of when others go against his will. V'tov le'mishte tomid ze shedaito rachov. This is a person who's tolerant of others and accepts what others do. The Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Ko Yimei Ani Roim, V'Ikid Shabbosos V'Yamim Tovim. 1 second, don't you have Shabbos and Yantiv? Kiddush Shmuel, no, it's bad even on those days. Kiddush Omer Shmuel, it's the Gemara in Kesubis as well. Shinui Veses Techilas Choli Me'ayim. That when you change your normal eating habits, that's when the beginning of your stomach aches happen. So we don't eat the same way we do on Shabbos and Yom Tov during the week. So even on those days, it is not a good thing. And that's what it means. Kol Yimei Ani Roim. All the days are bad. Okay, we'll stop here.